Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time!
It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Thunder Pacers is tonight from Indiana. With the Pacers up 2-1. Oklahoma City, though, Jones, 6.5-point favorites tonight. Sucker's bet or buying opportunity?
Oh, man. I'm going to stick with what I said in Game 3. I think that's a sucker's bet. 6.5 points? But I would bet the money line. I know that's like a small that's a small window.
It's a terrible. Wait, you'd bet Oklahoma City
I'm
money
sorry.
Line?
I wouldn't actually bet it. I think I'm predicting they would win the game. I wouldn't bet them -250 or -300 or whatever.
Right,
but you know,
right.
I would pick them to win the game is what I mean.
If we were just doing a straight pick 'em.
Yeah, that's a small window there, but I don't feel good about them winning by 2 possessions. They've lost 2 of the first 3 games, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but would they win the second game?
They blew them out, but that was at home. I don't feel good about that. That building that they're in, I said this before the series started, it's been apparent all postseason. That building is loud.
So I'm officially a no bet. However, I would, if you think the Thunder are going to win, I think they win by 7 or more.
Okay.
Like I feel like they're going to win kind of going away. Then
what
it's
if you
tied.
Think the Pacers are going to win?
They win by 10.
Okay, good.
Is Reggie Miller there? And is he wearing a Mark Jackson jersey? People are questioning the
He should just wear. Oh.
He had a hooded sweatshirt on with a jersey over it, and the front was tucked into his pants.
Oh, not the fit like you trying on the City Connect.
No, not that.
Okay.
Although, believe it or not, the City Connect's a little big on me.
Yeah.
Unlike the David Stoudemire jersey, which shrunk.
Yeah, you're just nervous
I'm
about it.
Tight. Yeah. Into that. The City Connect's a little big, but I still like it. I'll still wear it.
Okay. No, I think if
do you think he's
I
wearing...
I didn't notice the full-on fit.
Do you think he might wear a Dale Davis jersey tonight?
Oh, that's Antonio Davis?
The Davis brothers.
Yeah. Rick Smits.
We didn't talk about Rick Smits.
You said Detlef Schrempf. We didn't mention the Davises.
Austin Crozier.
Oh, Crozier, good one.
Travis Best.
Well, Tinsley.
Yeah, a little bit later.
That wasn't those teams?
I don't think Tinsley played with Miller. Tinsley was on like Ron Artest teams, Jermaine O'Neal teams.
Gotcha.
Yeah, come on. Get your Pacers right.
Sorry. Anyway.
She ain't a fool of me.
Oh.
She thinks my
grab bag
sexy. It really turns her on.
All right, let the record show. I am against country music in all forms.
But that's a that's
not bad.
That's a banger.
Is it good? No, it's not.
That's
that was good use of grab.
No
bag,
country
though.
Song like has ever been a banger.
That's a banger.
The country songs are all bad. And that was our guy Joe Braverman, though.
So is Joe a big country guy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I have no idea. I guess.
He actually hates it, but he just thought this is what he went with. Did he send more?
No. Oh. But let's cleanse the palate.
Okay.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
How about this? Connor Hellebuck wins the Vezina and the Hart.
What?
Connor Hellebuck, best goalie and the MVP of the league.
Yeah, well, not in the postseason, but yeah.
This is a regular season award. Let the record show.
I keep missing all these awards. They just keep handing these things out.
What happened to the award show they used to do?
They used to have an award show where they would have Jay Moore host it, and they would have the Real Housewives of Orange County come out and say, the winner is Martin St. Louis. It's the NHL Awards.
Like Creed would play at it.
There's the only Cuba Gooding Jr. need a paycheck.
Say it again.
Didn't Cuba Gooding Jr. rule those rules?
Oh, yes. 100%.
He definitely could have. Yeah. Did he get canceled? Something happened with him. Look at that.
Okay.
Wasn't it like tax evasion or something?
Maybe that's why they stopped doing the award show. They're like, Cuba Gooding can't do
guys,
it anymore.
Guys, we can't get Cuba.
All right,
we're out.
All right, we
get Rod Tidwell to host these.
They blew their budget on Kelsey and Swift.
Shouldn't Emilio Estevez have hosted it every year? Gordon Bombay.
Sure, that makes sense.
Makes too much sense.
It almost does make too much sense.
They used to do it every. They do like a yearly award show and then give out all the awards at once, and it'd be like a red carpet affair.
Yeah,
it'd be on like TSN Canada, nowhere else.
A real who's who.
Yeah,
of Canada.
But big season for Hellebuck.
Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau's wife, a bunch of former hockey players, and some comedians.
Most of the greats.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Most of the greats.
Here we go. Now holla if you hear me, though. It's the
grab bag on Jones and Keith.
U.S. Open golf round two. J.J. Spahn remains the leader. He is 4 under par. You have a pair of golfers at 3 under par. Sam Burns, who is in the clubhouse, threw 2 rounds at 3 under. Thurston Lawrence is 3 under. He tees off today at 220. So he's 3 under just from his work yesterday. But as Jones pointed out earlier, only 7, actually make it 8 golfers now are under par.
Yeah, I didn't mean to steal the thunder.
It's a big part of grab bag.
Sorry.
Oh, that guy that was 30 over really had a good hole, huh?
He is now 31 over.
That's pretty good for him. Bogey's not bad.
He'll take a bogey.
Yeah.
Yep. No snowmen on his card. I'm looking at it here. No snowmen.
I bet Rom to win. That's not looking good.
How many times has this guy been out there where the guy
over.
Golfing with him just told him to pick it up?
Like just, 7!
Why would you shoot? Just pick it up.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, but +5 is the projected cut line. How much U.S. Open golf are you going to watch this weekend?
Well, as much as my family allows me to watch, I actually think I'm going to be able to watch more tomorrow than Sunday.
Well, it's your day on Sunday.
Yeah, but
it's the dad's day. Happy early Father's Day to all the dads.
So here's a problem.
Dads and grads.
Yeah, dads and grads. Granddads. Anthony.
All the Anthonys.
Lance Dobbins.
Yep.
But no, it's Bunker Hill Day in Charlestown on Sunday, Keith.
Okay.
Bunker Hill Day 250.
Yeah.
So it's a big day. So I won't be doing much sitting around watching the U.S. Open on Sunday, unfortunately. Mm. But I might get some time tomorrow to watch.
Okay.
It.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Antonio Brown. The police are looking for him. He is. Attempted murder charge he could be facing.
Yeah,
So Antonio Brown has apparently not turned himself in or been arrested yet for a charge of attempted murder. The Miami Police Department is after him.
Given his history, he doesn't strike me as somebody who's going to turn himself in.
I don't think so. Now, has he tweeted recently? You could probably just turn on tweet locations and find him.
Good question.
The guy tweets quite a bit.
I read an item on this today. I'm scrambling trying to find it, where the individual who he allegedly shot at says he thinks he was grazed on the neck by one of these bullets. I'm confused.
Might have been hit.
I'm confused as to how you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know if the bullet went through your neck?
Maybe not even through. Here you go. Wait, where's
grazed
the,
it?
Where's the
There'd
line?
Be some evidence, I feel like.
Here you go. Several days later, the victim met with detectives. He allegedly said that after the initial fight had been broken up, Brown began to run towards him with a firearm. The victim said he was possibly grazed in the neck.
Might have got me.
I feel like
Did it get you? Got me.
I've never been shot. I feel like personally I would probably know if I was hit in the neck or not.
Yeah. And you'd probably tell people about it every day.
Yeah, seriously.
Fact, if you live to tell about it.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Russell Westbrook is declining his player option. He'll become a free agent. Any interest in the great Russell Westbrook?
Tatum replacement?
No. No, thanks. Pass.
99 restaurants. Always
grab bag.
Went last night with the family.
Did
Brag.
You?
Yeah, went to the 99.
Nice.
As soon as we walk in, me, my wife, two kids. The waitress was like, socks finally won. Kids eat free. I was like, hell yeah.
And you're like, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here, lady.
Yeah,
I know.
Red Sox won.
I printed out the box score.
I'll take my kids anywhere unless the Red Sox win.
Yeah, so chicken tendies and fries on the Red Sox last night.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
What else you get? Popcorn? All the popcorn.
Oh, $5 margaritas.
Yo, nice.
Sucking those down.
I like that. I like a nice horseshoe ale in there. I'll have a horseshoe ale and a nice frosty Coors Light. Yeah,
nice and good tall, too.
Say it again.
Nice and tall.
Tall,
nice tall
beers.
One. Yep,
yeah.
The Fiddlehead, they got that on tap.
Oh.
Yeah,
I assume you got popcorn.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Popcorn.
Two bowls
of fever.
Popcorn. Yep. Maybe like an ice cream sandwich at the end too. The kids.
Oh, the kids.
Part of the
kids get
the
ice cream sandwich. Yeah, real nice.
Yeah, it was a good time. Everybody had a nice time.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You be in paradise and put up a grab bag.
Jones, your guy Aaron Civale, former Northeastern
Husky, great
Husky,
yep.
Was upset because he got demoted to the bullpen
mm-hmm.
in Milwaukee. And
yeah,
he's since been.
Shouldn't have done that.
He's been traded to.
Oh.
The White Sox.
Oh, so close.
Yeah. Not really where you want to be.
Okay.
But.
It's over, Anakin! I have the.
Grab bag.
You underestimate my.
Grab bag.
Don't try it.
Caitlin Clark.
Huh?
We'll be back tomorrow versus New York.
Okay. Somebody upstairs is perked up.
Just got really excited.
He doesn't work on Fridays.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. No one works in this building. That's a great point. Yeah, yeah.
There's not much going on up there, but that's all right.
For England, James? No.
Grab bag.
New England Revolution in action tomorrow against FC Cincinnati.
Okay.
At Gillette Stadium, 7:30.
I haven't checked the table in a while. How are the Revs doing?
Yeah, they're not great.
No? They got sharp kits, though.
Oh, the kits are amazing.
Yeah, it's not.
They always look great.
It's not the kits' fault.
No, they haven't played great necessarily.
Yeah.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a look at what's going to be in theaters this weekend. It seems like we have a little bit of a lull. Next week, it is 28 days later, or 28 years later. How do I say that? 28 years
that's
later.
A, by the way,
next week.
That's a scary ad. When that airs on my TV, that's a scary ad. Have you seen that thing? I haven't watched the full-length trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Spooky.
Yeah, you should check out the first two films. Also, this week you get...
Nick's laughing at me in the other way. Every time it comes on,
look that spooky.
I'm going to change the channel. No. Zombies running around. No, I don't like it.
You'll be all right. How to Train Your Dragon, live action this week.
A live dragon in this one.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Nice.
The dragon's real. The cool. Kid's real.
Cool.
It's not a cartoon, Jones.
Nice.
Another movie called Materialists comes out. It's a romantic comedy film starring Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal. Any interest in that?
No.
No.
Right. Lull was the right way to refer
lull,
to this.
I think.
Yeah. Watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the
grab bag
of his life.
Do we have a new weekly or daily question in the grab bag?
No.
No, not yet. We got some good submissions.
We're working on it.
We got some good submissions.
Irons in the fire.
Keef at WEEI.com. We have gotten a bunch of good submissions. Uh-huh. I like, are the Red Sox over 500 yet? That's a good one.
They're getting there. Does
Connor Wong have a rib?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Wah, wah. 93.7. Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
All right. Let's take a look at the best Major League Baseball player.
I know who it is.
From last night.
Yeah, I know who it is.
I have five options for you. Was it Dominic Smith?
No, but vibes guy here.
3 for 5, dong, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored.
Better than
was it Miguel Vargas? 3 for 4, 2 runs in a swipe. I need glasses. I have glasses.
He's beyond needing glasses. He needs one of those nano screens for over his computer.
The font on this is insanely small.
So
there's
close.
No reason to
you're
make it so small.
Close to that computer.
I'm not close enough. I don't know what these letters are. It's just all color. It's
like a Game Gear. Back in the day, you can get the Sega Game Gear and had the magnifying glass.
I need my readers. You're seeing this right before everybody's
people
eyes.
Watching on Twitch are appalled.
They're not appalled.
Yeah, it was so
if, you're on, if you're listening on the app or on the radio, you have no idea that I'm squinting and having a little bit of a headache trying to read these names. Was it Wyatt Langford?
Nope.
two for four, a home run, three RBI, two runs scored. Was it Kodai Senga, 5 2/3 scoreless innings for the Mets? Or was it Tarek Skubal?
Oh, man.
Seven scoreless with six Ks for the Tigers.
I don't think my guy's on there, so I'm going Dom Smith, vibes guy.
Who's your guy?
Trevor Valdez, 12 Ks. Lit it up.
No, he's not on here. Okay. Wasn't one of the, he was not,
just can't see it.
He was not one of the best performers. Yeah, he wasn't one of the best performers.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
I mean, you're laughing. I obviously can't read the Twitch chat, so go ahead.
Oh, people are...
They're having fun with it?
I guess Fitzy was maybe had a nose pick yesterday is what the Twitch chat is saying.
What does that have to do with
anything? They said it's better, watching you squint is better than watching Fitzy pick his nose is what they said, which I disagree with.
this is great. Yeah. All right, I'm talking about a former Yankee who also pitched.
Yep. Huh?
He pitched for the Yankees.
Hit? Pitched and a hit. I have a guess.
The Blue Jays and the Orioles.
Oh, damn it.
So he was very AL. It should be an easy one. Very AL East heavy. Did not play
Darren
for the
O'Day.
Sox. Who?
Darren O'Day?
No.
Sounds like Jimmy Key to me.
Good one.
He got it. The Red
Sox win. I've guessed Jimmy Key before.
You have?
Yeah. Well, no. We've never done it, but he's been a guess of mine that
Jimmy
obviously
Key was
hasn't been correct.
Filthy.
Jimmy Key was nice.
Five-time All-Star. He had an ERA title. Runner-up in the Cy Young twice, fourth in the Cy Young once, sixth in the MVP once.
He was no Pat Henkin. I think I guessed when you had Pat Henkin
I guessed
Jimmy Key, I think.
Yeah. Jimmy Key was nice. 3.5 ERA for his career. Nothing to sneeze at.
Nope.
All-star with all three of those teams.
How about that?
Holy mackerel.
That's a better player than you normally pick for random ball player.
Yeah.
You were tossing us a bone going into the weekend?
I feel like former Yankees are pretty easy to get. You know, because they were so many games against the Red Sox. I feel like he flew under the radar, at least as a Yankee.
Yeah, not for me.
No, not for you.
Squarely
you
on my radar.
Him right out.
Yeah.
Going into the weekend on a real high note.
Pretty good. Yep. Some random ball player of the day every day here on Jones and Keefe in the grab bag. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Mego. You got Ball. Who knows Ball? And we'll do the clip du jour next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, part of our Friday four-pack of questions, well, we had a real thinker.
What's the biggest animal you could beat up?
It's not very big.
What do you think it is?
Don't isolate that.
Could I fight an animal? Yeah, like what animal
could
would you fight?
Beat up like a really vicious raccoon? I'm not even sure.
No, I don't.
Like an angry raccoon? I don't think so. It's gonna be smaller than that.
I saw a gigantic groundhog in my backyard one time, and I was like, I don't feel great about this.
I don't want to mess with that. Yeah.
No, he was nasty, and he was like hissing at Harrow.
Is that the noise they make?
He was hissing at him.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Harrow just said,
like Busch Gardens. Like always some kind of animal back there.
There is.
Like Busch
Gardens. It is. It's
minus
insane.
The rides, of course.
The ermines are gone.
a domestic house cat.
What about a non-kicking kangaroo?
No, dude, I'm not taking my chance with a kangaroo.
It's just going to be fights. Like, it's not going to grab you.
I'm not going to win a boxing match against a kangaroo.
They're so muscular. They're giant muscular
rats.
Not
all of them.
Well, I might go possum.
Yeah?
I could beat up a possum. Most possum I've seen are dead, but...
Wiggy's weighing in.
Oh, good. What's Wiggy say?
Flamingo.
It's true. They got them spindly little
that
legs.
That is true. You could beat up a flamingo.
Take their legs
I could
out,
snap a flamingo's
over.
Leg.
That's a great point. Maybe
I'd
the flamingo.
Strangle it by the neck.
One kick to the leg, snap a leg, and then you just choke it out the
right,
little neck.
Their knees don't even bend the right way.
No, leave it to Wiggy. He's got it.
That's I could, thin little neck.
I could strangle a flamingo like you read
good
about.
Good call. That's a good save.
Murder it in cold pink blood. I could do that so easily, yeah. I don't know if the blood is pink.
Yeah, well, I think it is. My guess is it is. I didn't even catch Billy's line about the legs bending the wrong way.
Yeah, they're not right,
are
they?
They're the Chet Holmgren of birds is what they are. They're a little boy body on these poor birds. But yeah, that's a great one by Wiggy. And you know Wiggy put a legitimate lot of thought into it.
Fair question.
Yeah.
By Dark and Stormy Nights.
Okay.
Are flamingos even that big? The greater flamingo is the tallest of the six different species of flamingo, standing at 3.9 to 4.7 feet.
So it's like Andy Hart.
And weigh up to 7.7 pounds.
Okay, so that was...
like fighting a tall chicken.
So Dyson... I'd rather fight a flamingo than a chicken.
Oh, I would too.
So Do you get credit for fighting something that's almost 5 feet tall, or do you lose a lot of credit for fighting something that's less
than
10 pounds?
Yeah, it's a third the size of Dyson's cat. I said house cat. I said a lot of house cat, ultimately.
They can open their bills by raising the upper jaw as well as dropping the lower jaw. So they can come at you a few different ways.
I told you, it's a hooked beak, which you got to watch out for.
All right, but flamingo's a good starting place. We start there. You take down a flamingo, and then from there, it's tough. The animal world is... It can be.
You
got to
put him in the same weight class. If you were fighting a flamingo that was the same weight class as you, could you take it?
Oh my God. A 200 pound flamingo?
Correct.
That's insane.
Could you fight one horse sized flamingo?
Here we go. We'll have to get Gonzalez on this.
Save him for football season. What's your neck? They'll break out all our brain busters right
now. Actually, you know what? Put that down.
Yeah.
What's the biggest animal you could beat up to Gonzo?
Honestly, that is a great one.
We should just reuse our four pack questions with him.
Also a great idea.
Yeah.
Let me write all these down.
Hey, Gonzo, Aaron Judge in the last 10 years. He's like, what? Yeah, where's he ranking in the last 10 years? I don't know, man. Shohei Ohtani.
I can't tell you.
I'm out.
You're like, all right, fine, Gonzo.
All right, cool.
Let me ask you this.
All right, got him
what
too.
Team will Kevin Durant be on next season? He's like, he's currently on the Rockets.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, next year. Fine. Yeah, next year. He's like, this is dumb.
It's better than what he normally gives us.
We haven't been confirmed that he is or isn't back with the show.
Yeah, let's take a guess.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I say yes.
Really?
I think Gonzo's back.
We'd have him.
Absolutely.
No, we'd have him back.
No,
Does he want
to
be back?
I don't think he wants to be back, but whatever.
Does he have a say?
He may not. I don't know how that works. That should probably be our first question.
Yeah, why are you
here? This
how why you?
You're back again?
How come?
We could reuse what show are you on.
More so, why us?
How come and why?
Short straw? What happened there?
Yeah, like
something happened.
See, but the more years he spends in the league, the more he's going
to
get his pick.
Did somebody else give you a car to do this interview?
Yeah, really? It's got to be something like that.
It's true.
What do these guys got big balloons for?
Well, are you spoiling
Stiz's birthday?
Are you
today
spoiling
is your
surprise?
Birthday, Stiz?
Stiz,
happy birthday, Stiz.
40?
40 today?
The big four over, Stiz.
Oh my God!
Happy birthday to Stiz. Stiz. Happy birthday to Stiz. Happy birthday, dear Stanley.
Happy birthday, Stiz.
Hey,
that's awesome. That was almost as good as the Dong Report.
Almost.
Thank you.
We tried.
Shout out, Stiz.
She has a birthday with Chris Evans.
Chris Evans?
And the Olsen twins.
Both of them.
And my sister-in-law. How do you like that?
Keith's sister-in-law.
There you go.
Keith's sister-in-law. Lance Dobbins.
What a thrill.
His birthday. Yeah, wow. Happy 40th there, Stiz. Congrats.
Is there cake?
Right. Yeah.
Is there cake swirled around here somewhere?
No.
No.
Man, none of your hosts even showed up to celebrate with you. That's very unfortunate.
Yeah, they all got out of the country.
No crossover here today, but if we did crossover, we brought to you by the 99 restaurant. Keith went there just yesterday.
It was
this
delicious.
Father's Day. You can go to the Nines for a great lineup of menu specials. Dad's going to love it. It's the new bourbon onion burger. You try that, Keith?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
A juicy 18-ounce T-bone steak or the famous colossal lobster roll.
Yeah,
I know you love everything out of the
ocean.
You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Mego. You got Ball. They're at Fenway taking you into Red Sox and Yankees tonight right here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.